Other contributors include the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
We are expecting a low in the lower 30s tonight. It is 45 degrees in Lawrence and it's 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this evening. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 6:30. At 6:36, refugees from three continents are suing the Department of Homeland Security. They're saying that immigration agents illegally arrested and detained them as part of a Trump administration review of asylum seekers. Harden looks to say. Also, we will visit with some high school hockey players watching a big U.S.-Canada women's hockey game. And we are going to have a conversation with an author about her latest novel, which tells the story of five women and their lifelong friendship. It is all coming up before 7 o'clock on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Partly cloudy skies are in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight. Lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s. Down to the lower 30s tomorrow night. Sunshine on Friday. Highs in the lower 60s. Friday night, we'll have a 50% chance of rain. Saturday, we'll have a 60% chance of rain. But with highs topping out in the 50s, at least we're not worried about snow.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader's Next Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more taking place at the Lawrence Public Library. Friday and Saturday, February 13th and 14th. Information at reader.ku.edu/audiosale.
The time is 6:20.
News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Drop in anytime. Get caught up on the very latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 45 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 6:30.
She says she'll carry that message with her. Sarah Ventry, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A proposed ban on cell phones in Kansas schools is now back on the table after state lawmakers waffled on major changes to the policy. On Monday, a House committee voted to make the ban optional, but the next day, the committee reversed course again. The new proposal would force public schools to lock phones away for the entire school day, but private schools would not have the same requirements. Republican Representative Sherry Brantley says that state mandates should only apply to public schools.
Private schools do not receive our funding, and so I don't believe that they should have policy from us.
However, critics are pointing out that Kansas does give tax breaks to individuals or companies who donate money for private school scholarships. The federal government is taking over control of the Manhattan Housing Authority. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development announced the takeover yesterday. HUD officials say the authority has failed to make changes required by an earlier agreement with the federal government. KSNT reports HUD determined the Manhattan Housing Authority repeatedly, quote, failed to correct identified deficiencies despite notices, extensive technical help, and multiple chances to achieve compliance, end quote. A Housing Authority representative says the takeover will not have an effect on residents. And England has chosen Kansas City as its home base for the upcoming FIFA World Cup 2026. KCUR is reporting that the English national men's squad is joining Argentina in setting up its main base of operations in Kansas City for the tournament. It had previously been reported by KCUR that England would operate from Prairie Village, Kansas, where it has booked all 54 rooms at the Inn at Meadowbrook. However, the English team announced today that it would be using practice facilities at Swope Soccer Village. That is the former base of Sporting Kansas City. Lows in the lower 30s overnight for tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. Thursday night, partly cloudy in the evening. Lows in the lower 30s. Sunshine on Friday with highs in the lower 60s.
Support has new questions.
Are you dressed well for this interview?
This is radio, Steve. I don't have to answer.
Okay, it's fine.
New interviews.
Tony Braxton, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, sis. It's so good.
And must-hear stories.
Apparently the farm had heard that cows like jazz music.
Join us for something new every weekday morning on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. 5 to 9 a.m. You can drop in for a little while or a long while. Either way, we're happy to have you to get you caught up on all the news from overnight and more.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence and many other frequencies all around the state. Thanks to the generous contributions of listeners just like you, serving the state, but only because you have helped us out. If you would like to become a member now, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, with people who answer calls, not machines. Details and information on services provided and available brands is online at stonebackappliance.com.
Stay tuned on your KPR One stations. We'll have news headlines at 7:01, then Stardate, then classical music with Jake Armerding as your host. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stick around and we will have Prairie Journal. It's 10 minutes before 7.
From NPR News. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from San Jose State University, with 100-plus graduate and research programs ranging from AI to wildfire science. Their graduates and their ideas are working to fuel innovation in Silicon Valley and beyond. From the Cy Sims Foundation, since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org. And from Progressive, Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses, from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at progressivecommercial.com.
New year, new beginnings, new stories. Wherever 2026 takes us, Morning Edition from NPR News will be there. Stay informed with us every weekday.
Tomorrow's a weekday, 5 to 9 a.m. Join us on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We are simulcasting on KPR 1 and KPR 2. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Coming up on KPR News Headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Jake Armerding. At 9 o'clock, we have Jazz in the Night. KPR is throwing a really big party February 27th and 28th to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour, live music, seminars. It's going to be great fun. Check out the complete schedule of events and find out how to get tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 7:01 and the news is next.